This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
For entertainment purposes only.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Jaguar. What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
The Jaguar Journal, your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics. A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Live. Good morning, everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Good to have you guys with us and glad to have you join us. Turn us up, get us coffee, get yourself ready as we got an action-packed show for you guys today. And I hope you guys truly enjoyed it as we're going to have Southern University Chancellor John Pierre. Chancellor Pierre is going to join me here in the studio today. And we're going to talk some Southern University. Of course, school is getting ready to kick off. Students have moved onto the campus on the dorms. You have multiple sports and everybody doing their thing, preparing, and the fall is upon us. And because of that, it'd be good to sit down and have a conversation with Chancellor Pierre, his first full semester now as Southern University's chancellor and president. So, you know, this is going to be a good conversation to be able to talk about the SUBR campus, get an insight of what is to come when you look at that campus and, you know, just have conversations. This is what the Jaguar Journal is for. I hope you guys have had a great weekend. Truly stayed cool this week. It's been a hot one, man. It's been really hot out there. And also later on in the show, talking about hot, we're going to have Southern University offensive coordinator, football offensive coordinator Mark Frederick is going to come on and talk to us about football fall camp. The season to be here before you know it. Only a couple more weeks away from the first game over in McNeese. And, you know, you guys going to be traveling up the highway with those flags, buying those tickets, shaking those pom-poms, and cheering for those first downs and touchdowns. And hopefully we get a lot of them. Coach Frederick's going to talk to us about what's going on over at the Bluff and how things are turning out with the offense. First year as the offensive coordinator at Southern University. Last year, of course, Eric Dooley assumed those roles. And so this is something to look forward to. I'm excited about today's show, actually. And I'm excited that you guys are joining me for this show. I'm always excited because I thank you guys for the support that you give. We've seen the increase of our YouTube channel subscribers. We've seen the increase of viewership, especially on our Facebook page. And so to have that support from you guys, and I tell people all the time, we are radio. So you get a lot of other shows, right? You base off of what they do because you see the numbers of what social media as well as YouTube. And a lot of those shows, well, pretty much all of them are internet-based. We are radio, and we use the internet just basically to archive the show. So to see the type of traction that we are getting from the internet, considering we are radio first, man, I appreciate and love that. And as always, tell a friend to go subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on our Facebook page, please, because we need your support. We're trying to grow this, right? And although we are the Jaguar Journal, and I don't get a lot of people, we are the Jaguar Journal. We are your news, your source for news at Southern University. We are. But I do keep an open mind because we have to know the world that's around us. And so I try to talk about various other things, whether it's dipping our toes in the political world, or whether it's just giving you information about the landscape of the SWAT or other areas that's around us. It's conversation. It's conversation. And that's all. And so we're trying to draw more and more interest and more people because this is real and what we're doing. We have real conversations, and these conversations lead to solutions. It leads to more conversations out there. It is overall good, and that's what we want. So let's get ready to take a break, Mike. Let's take a break. We get ready to get Chancellor Pierre in here. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal.
Danny Johnson, first and foremost, outstanding young man, great character. Great young man. Can't say enough about him. Great father. You always see him, you know, hanging around with his son and spending time with his son and his family. As a player, I can't say enough about him. He has all the athletic ability that you want in a kid with playing corner, the footwork, speed, all the intangibles.
You know, I have a good work ethic. You know, there's been a lot of times, you know, in the offseason, like I just push myself to go work out, you know, even if nobody else was out there, just to, you know, get an extra push when we get back into the season, you know, because I always wanted to have the edge over everybody else. So, you know, it's just that mindset that I have. You know, I want to be one of the best. So, you know, I got to push myself, you know, if anybody else does. And it's like a lot of stuff that I want to do with my son that I can't do because I'm playing ball. So my biggest return to him is just, you know, having him come to games on Saturday. You know, he can see his father play in front of him. You know, thousands of people. You know, it's just, it makes him happy. So whenever he's happy, I'm happy. But just when I get the chance to just go home and, you know, hear everything, you know, he's been doing in school and, you know, what he likes and doesn't like, you know, it just brings me back to that, just that fatherhood of just being around him. And that's what I like to do. You know, I put academics over football because, you know, I can't play football forever. You know, at some point, you know, I'm going to have to rely on that degree. So, you know, that's my biggest thing. And that's like one reason why I came to Southern, to get that degree. So I set myself up to where I'd be able to graduate right after the season. So if football doesn't work out for me, I can always come back and go to grad school. So, you know, education is a big thing for me. So.
Danny Johnson put Southern University on a, you know, national stage. Obviously, everybody knows about Jag Nation and Southern University. But you'll see Danny Johnson playing on Sunday one day, and he'll be able to be an ambassador, you know, for the university.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there listening to us on 107.3 here in the Capital City area and everybody listening around the state of Louisiana. We know we have our affiliates up in Alexandria as well as down in New Orleans. And for everybody that's listening and watching us across the internet, right? We are live on YouTube, live on Facebook. You can simply go to the Jaguar Journal if you want to be able to watch that live or go back and archive any of these episodes that we have. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on our Facebook page. We would love to have your support, as what we do is tell the stories of what's happening on in the community around us, as well as Southern University. And speaking of Southern University, we are glad to have joining me here in the studio this morning, now the first time as the chancellor of the SUBR campus, John Pierre. Good morning.
Good morning.
Last time you was here, you were over at the Law Center.
Yeah.
And now you have gotten up to the other side of the campus, and you have the entire landmass. And first, I want to say congratulations to you, man. And I think they picked the right person for the job. And for you, how do you feel now being able to move over and watch these students, administration, staff, and be able to just overall run the big campus?
Well, I'm deeply humbled by the opportunity. I mean, when you think about it, Southern University and A&M College has an illustrious history. It's been a great institution, a beacon of hope for so many people since 1880. That's almost 145 years. God bless Southern University.
What a way to start it on. Man, now, let's jump right into it, right? Southern University, we're coming into the fall, right? And the first thing I got to ask that a lot of people want to know in terms of enrollment, what are we looking like right now, fall 2024, in terms of enrollment for the SUBR campus?
We actually, we're making a lot of progress. I checked last night. We're at about 1,800 new freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a good number. And we're working the scene all weekend. We really had a really strong effort by our people in the university college and academic support and so forth and so on. We did about 8 orientation sessions
mm-hmm.
this summer. And each orientation session had about 200-plus students. So we really worked this summer to make sure that students were really able to come, especially with the FAFSA debacle. You may have heard about this. The rollout of the new FAFSA was really not the best rollout possible.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some serious concerns about students being able to access financial aid. And given that about 75% of our students are Pell eligible, financial aid from the federal level is extremely important. We're not blessed, as some institutions are, with the largest kind of endowment that we can bypass that. Even across time with respect to LSU, almost every student there that's admitted is TOPS eligible. So that makes it real easy for them. They don't worry about the regular FAFSA process, but we do mm-hmm. because we're serving a lot of students who need opportunities that they may not get otherwise. And that's why we're branding ourselves as a school of access and opportunity.